Please turn in your Bibles tonight to the book of Luke. I would like to read from Luke chapter 21. Luke chapter 21. In this chapter, Jesus is talking about the destruction of Jerusalem. It's very similar to Matthew chapter 24, where the destruction of Jerusalem is described by Jesus there. In Luke chapter 21, I want to begin reading with the 10th verse, read through verse 20. Luke chapter 21, beginning with verse 10, Jesus is describing the destruction of Jerusalem that was going to take place and was going to tell the disciples what they could do in order to be spared from the destruction. Beginning in verse 10, the Word of God says, "Then said he unto them, Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines and pestilences and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. And before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into the prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what ye shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends. And some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not an hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls. And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh." The main verse that's on my heart is the 19th verse, where Jesus says, in the midst of all of this destruction and confusion and killing, he says, "In your patience possess ye your souls." In your patience possess ye your souls. Now, first of all, I want you to understand and remember that you do not keep your soul out of eternal hell. You do not keep your body out of eternal hell. That's a work that God has reserved unto himself. God is the one who has preserved our body, our soul, and our spirit. And that's the only reason that the devil and all of his angels cannot separate us from the love of God, is because we are kept by the power of God. So we don't keep our body or our soul or our spirit out of eternal hell. And yet this verse of scripture says, "In your patience possess ye your souls." And that's talking about in all of the things that we face in our lives, that we need patience. We need to depend upon God. We need to wait upon the Lord, and we need to trust in him completely in our lives. And if we will do that, then our soul will not be perishing or be destroyed. I'm not talking about eternally. But there are many times that the souls of the people of God are cast down and discouraged. There are many times that the souls of the people of God, David talked about how his soul was down in a pit. David talked about how his soul was in hell. He was talking about the turmoil and the troubles that he was facing, that sometimes his soul was discouraged. Have you ever found a time in your life that your soul was discouraged? Have you ever found a time in your life that you felt like you couldn't go one step farther on, and your soul wanted to just give up? Well, the Word of God says here, there's an answer to all of that, and it is in your patience that ye possess ye your souls. The word patience means cheerful or hopeful endurance, cheerful or hopeful endurance while we are waiting on the Lord. I want you to think about that. We need patience. We need cheerful and hopeful endurance while we are waiting on the Lord. In all this congregation tonight, there are some of you who need patience right now more than others. But all of us, from time to time, we need patience. Whenever we're wanting something, whenever we're needing something, whenever we feel like that nothing makes any difference for good until something else can happen, we need patience while we're waiting for something to help us and deliver us. So we need patience, and it is in our patience, it is in our cheerful and hopeful enduring and waiting on the Lord that we possess our souls. When I exercise patience, when I wait on the Lord, when I'm full of joy and enduring everything in my life, then I am possessing my soul. By waiting on God, by faith I am trusting in God, by faith I am looking to God, and that's what keeps us going. And having a cheerful and hopeful endurance is because our confidence is in God. And so it is in our patience, waiting on the Lord, trusting in God, it is in our patience that we possess our souls. Look at verse 36 in this same chapter. He says in verse 36, he says, "Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man." Jesus is saying here that there are many trials and tribulations that are coming to the people of God here. The destruction of Jerusalem was the worst thing that had ever happened until that time, and the worst thing that would ever happen according to the words of Christ in Matthew 24. And so in all of these troubles, they needed something to help them endure. And I believe with all of my heart that as our nation is beginning to face some very difficult times, we need to know and understand that it is in our patience that we possess our souls. And if we are not patient, if we're not cheerful and hopeful, enduring, waiting on the Lord, depending on God and trusting in God, we will not be able to face the problems that we're soon facing in our lives. Even right now, there are some of you that without patience, that you'll not be able to make it through tomorrow. We need patience. In your patience, possess ye your souls. Go with me very quickly in your Bibles. Go forward in your Bibles to the book of Hebrews. And we're just going to show from page to page, starting in Hebrews chapter 10. We're going to show that the Word of God is emphasizing this one truth over and over and over again. Starting in Hebrews chapter 10, as you go from here all the way through 1st and 2nd Peter, as you go through all these pages, on every page, it is this one truth that is emphasized more than anything else, and that is, it is in your patience that ye possess your souls. That you must learn to trust in God. You must learn to exercise your faith. You must learn to believe God. Not just believe in God, but you must learn to believe God. You must exercise your faith in order to have this patience in which you possess your souls. In Hebrews chapter 10, starting in verse 35, look please, in Hebrews chapter 10, starting in verse 35, the Word of God says this. The Word of God says, "Cast not away therefore your confidence." Are there times that you are confident in God? Are there times that you feel wonderful? Are there times that you feel like everything's going my way? Listen, brethren, when you can feel the presence of God, you can have confidence no matter what kind of troubles you have in your life. And you can say, this is the day the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We need patience. In your patience, possess ye your souls. That is that patience which is a cheerful and hopeful endurance, waiting on the Lord, knowing that God is in control, knowing that God loves you, knowing that God cares, knowing that God knows all about your burdens. He knows all about your problems. He knows what you want. He knows what you need, and He is able to provide. That confidence in God, trusting in the Lord, that's what possesses your soul. In Hebrews 10 now, in verse 35, he says, cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. Is there a reward when your confidence is in God? Yes, there is. The reward is that your soul does not get cast down. There are several times that David asked himself, he says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Has your soul ever been cast down? Do you know why your soul gets cast down? It's because you don't have enough, what? Enough patience. You don't have enough confidence in God. And so the Scripture says here, don't cast away your confidence. Don't cast away your patience. Trust in God. Cast not therefore away your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of what? Ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Can you do the will of God, but then you don't have patience and you don't wait on the Lord? You remember how the Word of God tells us that we're to do good unto all men, especially to the household of faith, and that we have need of patience, that we need to wait on the Lord and wait for the goodness of the Lord. The Scripture says in verse 37, listen carefully. In verses 35 and 36, he's talked about how much we need to wait on the Lord. Verse 37, he says, for yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. Now who is it that shall come? Who is it that will come? Who is it that will not tarry? It's Jesus Christ. And will He come? Is He going to come in all of our troubles and problems? Will He come and will He help us? Yes, He will. And we need to wait on Him. And we need to be cheerful as we endure the problems of life. And as we're waiting on the Lord, we need to be full of joy, rejoicing and praising God every day. And so He says, in a little while, he that shall come will come. And that's Jesus. Verse 38 says, now the just shall live by faith. What's that saying? It's saying the people of God who are born of the Spirit of God, the only way that they can endure and face the problems and troubles of life is if they have faith in God. The just shall live by faith. If you want to have this abundant life, let me ask you this question. Is it possible for you to rejoice no matter what's happening in your life? Is it possible for you to be full of joy in spite of everything and anything that comes in your way? Is it possible for you to being attacked by Satan and yet your confidence is still in God, and therefore every day you can say, this is the day the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. You can do that if you have, what's that one word that you need? Patience. Patience. You need that. You need that cheerful hope and endurance as you wait on the Lord. After he says in verse 38, now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, can a child of God draw back? Yes, they can. A child of God can draw back. A child of God can fall away. And he says, now if any man draw back, my soul hath no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them which believe to the saving of the what? Can your soul be saved by you believing Can your soul be saved by you believing? Yes. Are we talking about eternal salvation? Absolutely not. Your soul is not saved by you believing. Eternally it's not saved. But your soul is saved from being cast down and destroyed. Your soul is being saved while you are trusting in God. So he says in verse 39, we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. They have patience. Look at Hebrews chapter 12. He says in Hebrews 12, beginning in verse 1, he says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run. What are the next two words there? Let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Why? Why does the Apostle Paul, by inspiration of God, why does he tell us that we must run with patience? Because, brethren, if you run without patience, you're going to give up. If you start running without patience, you're going to fall by the wayside. If you start running without patience, you're going to get weak and weary and faint in your running. But if in your running, you're constantly looking to Jesus, and that's what he says in the next verse, if you're constantly looking to Jesus, if you're running with patience, if you're depending upon God, if you're not depending on your own strength, but if you're depending on the Lord, it's in your patience that ye possess your what? In your patience possess ye your souls. So we're to run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross. Was that cross easy to endure? No, it wasn't. Was it difficult? Yes, it was. That's the reason as he began to pray prior to going to the cross, he said, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Well, how could he face the cross? He endured as one. Listen, the scripture says in verse 2, he says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him. Did he believe there was something down there for him on the other side of that cross? Yes, to him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life. And all the other promises to those who overcome in Revelations 2 and 3. All those who overcome are the only ones who can overcome are those who exercise patience and wait on the Lord. Cheerful and hopeful endurance in waiting on the Lord. So Jesus did that. He says in verse 3, he says, for consider him that endured. What is the definition of patience? Give it to me again. It's cheerful and hopeful endurance. Endurance while we're waiting on the Lord. And this word endurance is mentioned all through the scriptures. When you find the word patience, you're going to find the word endurance in the same passage of scripture. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. You know what happens when you get weary and faint in your minds? Guess what gets cast down? Your soul. That's right. Why art thou cast down, my soul? Because I got weak and weary and faint in my mind. Why did I get weak and weary and faint in my mind? Because I did not consider him who endured such contradiction of sinners against himself. Because when I'm thinking about how much Jesus suffered, I realize how little I'm suffering in my life. And therefore, it makes my troubles seem very minor when they're compared to the sufferings of Jesus Christ. Next page, James chapter 1. James chapter 1. The Word of God says in James chapter 1, verses 2, 3, and 4, my brethren, we're talking to the children of God, the people of God, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. Brethren, when you pray for patience, I want you to know there's things that come that lead to that patience that you eventually get. Temptations is one of them. He says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Do you know, brethren, that you need patience to endure all the things that you have to face in your life? You need patience. You must have patience. In your patience, possess ye your souls. Next page, James chapter 5. Listen to verses 10 and 11. James chapter 5, verses 10 and 11. The Word of God says, take my brethren, the prophets. What about the prophets? Did they have to endure difficult things? Do you think Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel? Do you think Daniel and Hosea? Do you think all of those prophets, did they have to face very difficult things in their lives? Well, how did they keep on going? How could they stand against kings? How could they stand against all their brethren who despised them and hated them? How could they keep prophesying the judgments of God when everyone was saying that the prophets didn't know what they were talking about? How could they keep on going? They had something. They had something that's very important. They had patience. They had a cheerful and hopeful enduring while they were waiting on the Lord to carry out what He said He was going to carry out. There are a number of examples in the Scriptures where the prophets and where other saints have cried out and said, Lord, how long are you going to wait before you carry out your judgment? There are many times that the prophets wanted God to hurry up and do what He said He was going to do. And yet, God doesn't get in a hurry. God is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God finds no pleasure in the death of the wicked. God gets no joy when His children perish. But God is well pleased when His children, by patience, endure the problems and troubles of life. And God says, well done, well done. In James chapter 5, take my brethren, the prophets who have spoken. This is James 5 verse 10. Take my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering affliction and of patience. Well, they're an example of suffering affliction, but they're also an example of patience. Because if they did not have patience, they would have folded under all the afflictions that they had. But in all of their afflictions, they had patience. And verse 11 says, behold, we count them happy which endure. What does patience mean? It means hopeful and cheerful endurance while waiting on the Lord. And the Scripture says here, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job. Did Job have patience? The Bible speaks of his patience. Now, can you find fault with Job as you look at his whole life? Can you find some fault with Job? Did Job get weak and weary and faint sometimes? But overall, you know what Job did have? Overall, do you know the only reason Job endured? It's because he had patience. Now that's God's testimony. You can argue what you want to with God. But Job had patience and he waited on the Lord. And you know what finally happened? You know what finally happened? Well, you go home and read Job 42, starting in verse 5. And Job says, he's speaking to God, and he says, I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee. And he saw things that he had never seen before. And God restored unto him 10 times as much as he had that was taken away in Job chapter 1. You know what it took for Job to get from Job chapter 1 when he said the Lord gave and the Lord hath taken away, blessed be the name of the Lord. You know what it took for him to get from that to that point in Job chapter 42 when he prayed for his enemies or for his friends? They were for his friends, but they had become his what? They had become his enemies, and he's praying both for his friends and his enemies. And in his patience, he possessed his soul. 1 Peter chapter 2. The Word of God says in 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 19 and 20, the Word of God says, for this is thankworthy if a man for conscience toward God endure grief, Brethren, do you see that every page, as we've started in Hebrews chapter 10, and we've just turned page after page, and we haven't gone to everything on every page. But what I'm trying to get us to see tonight, what I pray that God will help us to see, what I believe the Lord would have us to see, is that we need patience. And we ought not to be shocked or ashamed when we have persecution. And we must be willing to be cheerful and hopeful as we endure while we are waiting on the Lord. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 19 and 20, he says, "For this is thankworthy, if a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully." Are the people of God ever falsely accused of things? Are the people of God, do they ever have to suffer wrongfully? Do they ever have friends that speak evil of them behind their backs? Do they ever have evil people that attack them? They do. You cannot stand in the whole counsel of God's Word without having a lot of enemies. And he says, "This is thankworthy if a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully." Verse 20 says, "For what glory is it when ye be buffeted for your faults, ye take it patiently. But if when ye do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable with God." I pray that God will help us tonight to understand that we need to wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Psalm 27, David says, "Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Wait, I say, on the Lord." All through the Psalms, we find David repeatedly telling us, wait on the Lord. We need patience to wait on the Lord. And those that do wait on the Lord, the Scripture says, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength." Have you ever had your strength renewed because you looked up to God? You felt like you can't go any further on. I'm gonna fold up right now. And what did you do then? You looked up to God. And the Scripture says, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint." May God help us to realize how much we need patience. How much we need to be cheerfully and hopefully enduring the problems of this life, waiting on the Lord, depending upon God. Because it is, as Jesus said, it is in our patience that we possess our souls. May God help us, is my prayer for Christ's sake.